Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's July 2012. The Budget Control Act of 2011 set up a process for raising the debt limit incrementally, with increases in 2011 and 2012. Delays in raising the debt limit prompted the Treasury Department to take actions to avoid exceeding it. A group co-led by Gary Engel, a director in GAO's Financial Management and Assurance team, recently reviewed the effect these delays had on Treasury's borrowing costs and operations. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Gary to talk about what they learned.
What is the debt limit and where does it currently stand?
Over the years, Congress and the President have enacted laws to establish a limit as to the amount of federal debt that can be outstanding at any given point in time. That's called the debt limit. Currently, our limit is about $16.4 trillion.
And can you give a quick recap of how the debt limit got raised to the $16.4 trillion level from its previous level?
Yes. In January of 2011, the Secretary of the Treasury notified Congress that the debt limit was likely to be reached sometime in the period around the end of March 2011, between that and May 16, 2011. Treasury in the early part of May began to take some actions that are outside of their typical debt and cash management operations, which they refer to as extraordinary actions, to help them avoid exceeding the debt limit. In August 2nd, 2011, Congress, as well as the President, enacted the Budget Control Act of 2011, which established, amongst other things, a process which resulted in increases in increment periods, the debt limit. The starting point was a $400 billion increase in August of 2011. Then there was a $500 billion increase in September 2011. And then the final was a $1.2 trillion increase, which brought the total increase to $2.1 trillion and brings us to our current level.
You mentioned Treasury's extraordinary actions that they had to take around delays in raising the debt limit. Can you talk a little bit more about these actions?
Yes. Treasury took extraordinary actions both in the 2011 and in the January 2012 period. And these included suspending investments in Treasury securities of certain federal government accounts. Treasury also redeemed some Treasury securities held by the Civil Service Retirement and Disability Fund early. We found that the extraordinary actions that Treasury took in 2011 as well as in January 2012 were consistent with the relevant legislation and regulations.
Your team also reviewed some of the other effects that these delays had. Can you talk about these?
We estimated that the delays in the raising the debt limit in 2011 led to a $1.3 billion increase in borrowing costs for fiscal year 2011. However, this does not take into account the multiple year effect on borrowing costs for Treasury securities that would continue to remain outstanding for years past fiscal year 2011. We also found that managing the debt during these delays required the use of Treasury personnel, which, according to Treasury, resulted in some of those individuals not being able to spend and devote time to other important cash and debt management initiatives and responsibilities.
Finally, for taxpayers who are concerned both with how the government spends money as well as how we manage our existing debt, what's the bottom line here?
Typically, Congress votes on the increases to the debt limit after fiscal policy decisions that affect the borrowing levels have already gone into effect. This approach to addressing the increases in the debt limit don't really facilitate a debate on decisions on spending and revenue as it relates to the effect that those would have on debt. In February 2011, we reported and we continue to believe that Congress should consider to look at ways to better link decisions being made on increasing the debt limit to decisions being made on spending and revenue so as to help to avoid any potential disruptions in the Treasury markets and to help to inform on the fiscal policy debate in a timely manner.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.